Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The program. I'm Lori Rubenstein, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Producing Mr. Michael Fliegelman, and I'll be with you for 2 big hours. I have a guest coming up at 1 a.m., Mark Canizero from the New York Post. We're going to talk Jets and Giants and the two quarterbacks, and here's my opening question for you. Opening question for you to call in on. How would you handle the quarterback position right now if you were Aaron Glenn? Would you start Justin Fields? Would you start Tyrod Taylor? Start one of them, be ready to go to the other one. How would you handle the quarterback position? We'll get to that. Opening theme of the show is fear. Fear, as in playing scared, as in being scared to be embarrassed, scared of what the other team will do. So scared of the other team that you are scared to give your own offense a chance. That was the Jets in the minutes before halftime today in London. And the pathetic part of this fear by Jets head coach Aaron Glenn is that his Jets had a chance to win today against a good Denver Broncos team. They had a chance to win today. The defense played really well. You know, we've all been crediting on Steve Wilks and this Jets defense. They played well today. Special teams played well. They outplayed Denver special teams today. Special teams were good. But Aaron Glenn was scared today. He coached scared today. Afraid of his own offense, afraid of his own quarterback, Justin Fields. So scared of what the Denver Broncos might do if they got the ball back with a minute left, that maybe the Broncos would kick another field goal, would have time to come down and kick another field goal. And while we're starting today with the Jets and the play calling and the approach before halftime, and we're going to go run through all of that, let me take you back to another day in time. And I promise it is relevant to the Jets today and to head coach Aaron Glenn. The date was January 9th. The year is 2022. It's the last game of a pathetic season for the New York Giants, who were coached by Joe Judge at the time. And why is this relevant? Because that day, that was the day that Joe Judge coached so scared, the day he had his quarterback, Jake Fromm, essentially take a knee deep in his own territory, rather than even trying to get a first down or get a playoff. Joe Judge was so afraid that his team would give up a safety, so instead, he just basically took a knee on third down. Didn't even try. So, why am I telling you that? Because The problem was that the Giants came into that game. They were 4-12. 4-12 record at that point. What are you really scared of? They were finishing a dreadful season. It was the last game of the year. Why not take a shot there and try to do something? Instead of being so scared that you are trying to limit the damage, why? You're going to lose? So the loss is less embarrassing? Who cares? Inspire your team. Motivate your team. As a head coach, try and do something. Now, that situation was way more inept than this. But as a coach, show confidence in your team. It's part of your job, even if your team stinks. If your team is 4-12 coming into a game, or your team is 0-5 and the only winless team in the NFL, like the New York Jets are, it's Aaron Glenn's job. Build confidence. Don't coach scared. Don't have such fear that you coach scared. And I believe Joe Judge at that time could have survived to coach the next season. But once he did that, coached scared, took the knee essentially on third down, and made the Giants an embarrassment, the talk of the league, a joke. And then he got to the post-game press conference, and he had done well usually in press conferences, and he rambled. And he rambled, and he just tried to explain it, and it just, it left John Mara no choice. He didn't want to fire Joe Judge, but after that, at the end of the season, he did. And I'm not predicting that Aaron Glenn is going to get fired, certainly not right now in the middle of the season. It's his first year. I don't see that happening. And Jets fans want Aaron Glenn to succeed so badly. So it's not a situation where Jets fans are somehow rooting against this guy. He's one of their own. He played for the Jets. He's a Parcells guy, disciple. And usually head coaches get 3 years to show what they can do. They get 3 years to try and rebuild a team. Aaron Glenn has a 5-year contract. Woody Johnson, he's not going to want to fire him. Forget the middle of the season, after the season, and pay 4 more years of an expensive contract while you pay somebody else. He didn't want to do that. Coaches get time to prove themselves. New coaches to learn on the job, to get better. But every once in a while, a head coach gets less than those 3 years. Joe Judge got 2 years. And then he coached scared and he was gone as Giants coach. And I know Aaron Glenn, you know, we use this phrase all the time, has forgotten more football than you and I know. He is a smart football man. Not saying that. I get that. And so do you. But here's some advice. Call Joe Judge, who is currently an assistant coach with Ole Miss in college. Ask him about coaching scared in the NFL. Ask him about coaching scared in New York City. It does not work. And especially with rebuilding teams, with bad teams. What do you have to lose? A game? You were 0-5. You're now 0-6. You are already the only winless team in the entire NFL. You're not going to the playoffs at 0-6. You weren't at 0-5. That ship sailed. It will be another season without playoffs for the Jets. But that does not mean it has to be meaningless. It does not mean it has to be a completely pathetic season. Doesn't have to be bad and boring.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I get it, Jets fans. I mean, as a Giants fan, the Giants were there 5 minutes ago. Last season was bad and boring for the Giants. This year started off the first game of the season bad and boring. Right now, with Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, but in particular, Jackson Dart, the promise and potential of a rookie quarterback who just maybe has it, has the potential to be a franchise quarterback. He has all the it intangibles. That for sure, Jackson Dart has. And I'm trying not to go too crazy as a Giants fan. I'm trying to say to myself, let's check boxes. Has he done this? Has he done that? Check the boxes. Off-platform throws, check. Being able to play in prime time, check. Checking boxes with a young quarterback. But it shows that you can, with the right quarterback, with any kind of young quarterback with promise, you can turn these things, these situations, on teams around quickly. The Texans with C.J. Stroud. Teams that are bad can become relevant, and it can happen quickly. But for the New York Jets, I think what we've seen now from Justin Fields, I think we can conclude with six games into this season, 11 to go, he is not the answer as the future quarterback of the New York Jets. We know that. You know that, Jets fans. He's not. And so why is Aaron Glenn being so protective of him that he didn't even consider benching him in this game, that he wouldn't even entertain the question of who would be the starting quarterback next week for the Jets? It wasn't even a subject that he was willing to talk about. And this current Jets administration, they didn't draft Justin Fields. Why the loyalty? He's a very nice person, Justin Fields. I get it. The kind of player that and person and human being we would all wish to have succeed. You know, a role model, a good human, all of that for Justin Fields. But what we saw today, minus 10 yards net passing, minus 10 yards, the worst performance by a Jets quarterback based on that metric, yardage, minus 10 yards passing, total yardage passing because of all the sacks. The worst performance by a Jets quarterback in history. Now, if you want, I've got a long list here of Jets quarterbacks in history, and we can go back. And for all the Chad Penningtons and the, you know, Vinny Testaverdes, we've got pages and I've got pages and pages of guys who started games for the New York Jets. Tony Eason, Pat Ryan, Browning Nagel, of course you knew him, Jack Trudeau, Bubby Brister, Neil O'Donnell, Glenn Foley, Rick Meyer, Ray Lucas, that was a season, but they eventually went to Vinny Testaverde. Quincy Carter, Brooks Bollinger. The names go on and on. Kellen Clemens, Greg McElroy. It just goes on and on and on. Bryce Petty. It doesn't matter. Luke Falk. Remember that? And, of course, Zach Wilson. And we complained all of us, that we had to watch a season with Zach Wilson, Mike White, who looked great in comparison, Trevor Siemian, Tim Boyle. I mean, all of that. The hits keep coming. It was all bad, so much of it. Hellacious football, terrible quarterback play. Awful. And yet, what we watched today, what we made the people in London sit and watch today for 3 hours, was statistically worse than all of that. Minus 10 net yards passing. And you can say there will be people, again, Justin Fields, very nice person. Want him to be successful. It would be lovely. But you can blame the offensive line. This is not a terrible offensive line. This is not an off. And yes, Denver's defense is very good, but they're terrific. They really are. Terrific defense. But 9 sacks, that's on the quarterback. That's hanging on to the football too long. That is not being decisive when not throwing with anticipation. When guys are open, get the ball out of your hand. Get rid of the ball. And if give your playmakers a chance to make a play, and if they don't and they get stopped before the first down, okay, it happens sometimes. 9 sacks. Hanging on to the football over 5 seconds. Longer than anybody else. 5.45 seconds. That's on the quarterback. That's not all on the offensive line. It's not. We've seen bad offensive lines around these parts. You know a bad offensive line, a dreadful one when you see it. So do I. Both for the Giants and the Jets. We have watched offensive lines that are like turnstiles, where the quarterback has no chance whatsoever. We've seen that. We know what it looks like. That's not this. He was terrible today, Justin Fields. And so what should have happened in a close game for a winless football team? Well, first of all, before halftime, you don't sit there before halftime when given a chance to do something. The score is 10-6, and you get the ball, and you have 3 minutes and 22 seconds left, and you get the ball, and you essentially sit on it. You run out the clock. And then when you have an opportunity, you even try the fake punt, and it actually works, although the call on it, by having Breece Hall in there, it seemed like a little bit of a tell that of what you were going to do. It seemed like Denver knew it was coming, but you still converted. Okay, God bless. In that situation, you convert the fake punt, and instead of doing anything about it or to try and score, no. And then the last play before halftime, that you just let the clock run out, that you don't even try to throw the ball down the field, get into field position for a field goal, and you're not talking about, at that point, you were essentially at midfield. You're at your own 47. You're at midfield. How are you not trying to get in field goal position there? I mean, a lot of teams would, in that situation, with all the time the Jets have had, they would have been thinking touchdown. They're in prevent offense with 3 minutes left in the half so that they don't get embarrassed because the other team might come down and score and kick a field goal or score a few points or whatever. We're too scared. What did Sean Payton, who, by the way, wants to say nice things about Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn worked for Sean Payton, coached under him. Sean Payton is a mentor to Aaron Glenn. When asked after the game, Broncos head coach Sean Payton, about this whole clock management situation of what the Jets did before the half, he said, here's the quote, "We were waiting, either a Hail Mary or something, and then the clock just ran out. So that was a little surprising. That's unusual." That's unusual. You know what? That's the Jets. That's the Aaron Glenn Jets. That's fear. Coaching scared. Coaching not to lose. But certainly not coaching to win. And how you could come out after, if you didn't do it at halftime, after three quarters for the fourth quarter when your team still had a chance to win, how you don't make a change at quarterback and bring in Tyrod Taylor. Two things now for Aaron Glenn to do. Look in the mirror and make a promise not to coach scared again this season. It's pointless. And number two, commit to your football team, to your defense, to your special teams players, to Garrett Wilson and your offense, that you will play the players who give you the best chance to win. And if that means Tyrod Taylor comes into a game and replaces Justin Fields, if he stinks again in the next game, or at some point replaces him as a starting quarterback, so be it. You're going to lose the locker room if you don't start making decisions that are for the good of the overall football team. A year ago, after the London game, Jets owner Woody Johnson fired head coach Robert Saleh because Woody thought the Jets roster had a whole lot of talent, but the problem was the coaching. And I'm not saying the coaching with Robert Saleh was particularly wonderful, but the Jets went 3-9 after they fired Robert Saleh. Now they're 0-6 under head coach Aaron Glenn, and the Jets are just a mess. A mess. 888-808-1019. What would you do about the Jets? What would you do about the quarterback situation? And Giants fans? Oh, we got to get into this. My question for Giants fans is this. Are you ready? Have you seen enough to declare Jackson Dart the franchise quarterback for the New York Giants? Or do you look at what happened Daniel Jones' rookie year? Remember Daniel Jones in his first start? And Jones started 12 games in his rookie year, 24 touchdown passes that year. He was really good. That was when Pat Shurmur was the head coach and his offensive play caller. And then Shurmur got fired and Daniel Jones was never the same. So are you convinced, and if you are convinced, and you believe in Jackson Dart, tell me why. What are the things that have you convinced? Because I'll tell you, I'm consuming every piece of content about Jackson Dart, and I get it. If you're excited and you're having fun, Giants fans, I get it. But I'm trying to check boxes and look at it and say, here are the things that I see from Jackson Dart. And I'm trying to both enjoy the moment, but also be a little measured. But I get it if you are just in a euphoric state, Giants fans. 888-808-1019, a tale of two quarterbacks and two franchises right now that even though the records, one's 0-6, the other's 2-4, nothing to write home about for either one overall record-wise, but could not feel any different than they do right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.